fed cattle prices finished the week mainly $3 higher, the end to expanded unemployment benefits could be another barrier to recovery by the restaurant sector. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all, this is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 10th of August. Negotiated cash fig cattle trade for the week was mainly $3 higher through Friday afternoon at $103 a hundredweight on a live basis and at $163 in the beef. Through Thursday, the 5-area direct weighted average steer price was $101.28 on a live basis, which was $2.79 higher than the previous week. The average dress steer price was $163.19, which was $3.17 higher than the prior week. Compared to the same time last year, however, those prices were $12.83 less and $19.38 less, respectively. According to the Agricultural Marketing Service, slaughter cattle numbers remain tighter in the northern plains, while supplies continue to outpace packing capacity in the southern plains. Cattle futures edged lower on Friday, entrenched in the long worn sideways channel and with some likely profit taking. Except for 17 cents higher in spot August, live cattle futures closed an average of 51 cents lower on Friday. Week to week, they closed an average of 55 cents lower, except for 47 cents and 57 cents higher in April and away Dease. In his weekly market comments, Andrew P. Griffith, agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee, points out that it's been a year since the Tyson packing plant fire in Kansas roiled markets. Between that and the pandemic, he says the market has essentially been in a funk for the past 52 weeks, and while it appears to be trying to shake off the tough times, there are likely more rivers to forge before anyone is comfortable. Wholesale beef prices continued to edge higher from the recent bottom. Choice boxed beef cutout value was $2.21 higher week-to-week on Friday at $205.47 a hundredweight. Select was $2.86 higher at $192.75. Estimated cattle slaughter for the week ending August 8th was 633,000 head, which would be 5,000 head fewer than the previous week and 14,000 head fewer than the same week last year. Year-to-date, total cattle slaughter of 19.05 million head was a little over a million head fewer, or 5.2% less than the same period last year. Estimated beef production for the week was 527.2 million pounds, which was 3.1 million pounds less than the previous week, but 5.6 million pounds more than the prior year. Year-to-date, estimated beef production of 15.74 billion pounds is 405 million pounds less, or 2.5% less than last year. In his early week market comments, Darrell Peel, Extension Livestock Marketing Specialist at Oklahoma State University, explained, "Beef supply conditions have stabilized, albeit at higher levels of production year over year in the second half of 2020. Beef demand will be critical in determining overall beef prices and subsequently cattle prices going forward." The advance estimate for U.S. real GDP in the second quarter was a staggering minus 32.9%, according to the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. The nation's unemployment rate in July was 10.2%. In periods of low income, Peel says, beef consumers may trade down from high-cost beef products to lower-valued products. He adds that food service demand, which remains diminished, will emphasize this impact going forward. Calves and feeder cattle continued to trend higher last week, helped along by the stronger cash fed cattle prices. Nationwide, steers and heifers sold steady to $3 a hundredweight higher, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. AMS analysts note there were about 11% more cattle trading at auction the first full week of August this year than a year earlier. Except for 22 cents and 7 cents higher in two-away contracts, feeder cattle futures closed an average of 37 cents lower on Friday. Week to week, they closed an average of 98 cents lower, except for 15 cents higher in November. The CME feeder cattle index was $3.34 higher week to week on Thursday at $141.92. According to Griffith, the feeder cattle market is being driven by expectations for higher finished cattle prices. He points out the February live cattle contract increased $7 since July 1st, which would be nearly $100 per head increase in value basis a 1,400-pound animal. He adds that the increase in the live cattle contract has pushed the August feeder cattle contract $10 higher, which would be an $80 per head value increase. At the same time, AMS analysts point out deepening drought in some parts of the country is beginning to force some management and marketing decisions. For the week of August 4th, the U.S. Drought Monitor classified 54% of the continental United States from abnormally dry to extreme drought. That's the fourth consecutive week that more than half of the nation was enduring designated dryness or drought conditions, according to AMS. Those analysts note some producers in Wyoming and northwest Nebraska are starting to think about early weaning calves. The most recent USDA crop progress report pegged 30% of the nation's pasture and range conditions as poor or very poor, which was 17% more than the same time last year. Major U.S. financial indices closed mainly sideways on Friday as investors weighed the impasse over additional federal coronavirus aid against stouter employment numbers than expected. Total non-farm employment increased by 1.8 million month-to-month in July, and the national unemployment rate declined 0.9% to 10.2%, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 46 points higher. The S&P 500 closed 2 points higher, but the NASDAQ was down 97 points. Recently expired COVID-19 unemployment benefits could hamstring the struggling recovery in the U.S. restaurant sector, according to the NPD Group. David Portalatin, NPD Food Industry Advisor, explains, up until July 31st, somewhere between 25 and 30 million Americans were receiving federal pandemic unemployment compensation as part of the federal government's CARES Act, which provided $600 a week of enhanced unemployment benefits. These unemployment benefits translated to between $15 and $18 billion per week being put into consumer bank accounts. For context, he says, total restaurant industry sales right now are a bit less than $8 billion a week. For the week ending July 26th, customer transactions at U.S. major restaurant chains were down 11% compared to a year ago, but 1% more positive than the previous week, according to NPD's Crest Performance Alerts. Customer transactions at major quick service restaurant chains were even with the prior week and down 11% year over year. Full service restaurant chain transactions were 24% less than the same week last year, but improved 3% week to week. The NPD folks note that full-service restaurants were still recovering from the Great Recession, which ended more than 10 years ago, when the COVID pandemic prompted shelter-at-home orders and mandated dine-in closures. Along the way, consumers began leaning more toward quick-service restaurants, too. Long before COVID, Portalatin explains consumers were already favoring quick-service restaurants and off-premises dining, and this trend has accelerated during the pandemic and will most likely be a behavior that will stick. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for the late weekend and Monday morning, the 10th of August. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.